listening to Chrysalis Color, the podcast. Hello, this is Jorunn from Norway.
And Christine in Canada.
With a podcast about color analysis and how it applies to you in a practical way. We'll talk about how to use your colors to make your days brighter, your wardrobe more enjoyable, and your life easier.
We'll talk about topics that we find interesting, and we encourage you to submit your questions. A podcast listing is available at chrysaliscolor.com under the podcasts tab.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 22, Align Style Analysis with Florentina Mossu. Today we're joined by Florentina of Style Science, previously known as Kala Studio from the Netherlands. Florentina is a trained 12 Blueprints color analyst and also the creator of the Align Style Analysis system.
This is our first episode of 2021, so Happy New Year, everybody. And hi, Florentina, welcome to the show. We're looking forward to today's conversation with you.
Thank you, I'm very glad to be here.
One of my favorite questions when I meet someone is how life brought them to where they are today. You and I arrived into the world of appearance from a scientific background. What attracted you about the appearance industry?
About the industry? Nothing. I'm attracted to beauty. I've always been fascinated by it. Beauty is a big part of how I react and relate to myself and how I react and relate to the world around me. The science part, well, that came as a natural result of my own curiosity. I was interested in biology, in physics, in the natural world around me. I love both the subject of science as well as the approach itself. I looked around for smarter ways to be beautiful and I found 12 Blueprints online. Eventually, I got trained as a 12 Blueprints analyst.
You and I have talked a few times about how I, as a person, never have really related the idea of beauty to myself. It's not a goal I have to be beautiful, but I sure do know that beauty exists. Maybe what I find interesting is where humans see and perceive beauty. I relate to function more. I want to know, what is this for and who could it help? The world of fashion and makeup. Once, before I was a color analyst, I felt like reading all 12 horoscopes and having no idea which was mine. Well, unless you're into horoscopes, you become immersed into this chaos and you're continuously wasting time and money. Well, then came along season and then came along line analysis. And suddenly it's clear what it can do for you. I'm looking for functional and beautiful together. And in your Align Style service, I've seen it. The beauty part is a sense of rightness and belonging where a woman and her apparel are the same in many ways. I think that's what's most fascinating about it.
We may be more similar in approach than you think. I'm a student of beauty. I'm curious about how it works and where it comes from. I don't need to be pretty myself. Half the time, I don't even wear makeup. I enjoy it though. Beauty, in my perception, has very little to do with drugstore product and much more with nature. Beauty is nourishing to the soul, and that's what fascinates me.
Well, I wouldn't be entirely truthful if I said that I don't want to look beautiful. I wouldn't be playing around with makeup if I didn't think it would make me beautiful. And I think this is very much part of being a woman, at least for me. I think most women hope to be beautiful, to look good. And this is part of why we want to find our season and nail our style. If it didn't matter how we look, all this would be redundant and none of us three would have any clients. But I do believe that every person is beautiful. I really, really, really believe that, especially when we smile. I usually say that a smile is the best facelift. And even more so when how we look is authentic and in harmony with ourselves. So yes, well, maybe a better concept that we can agree on is harmony. Actually, Florentina, I must compliment you on the name of your style science system. Align is a beautiful word because to be in alignment with yourself is the ultimate goal of style analysis, isn't it?
Thank you.
I quite agree. And I agree with everything that you said, Joran. Where we find beauty and why we pursue it has similarities across all humans. It makes beauty as an ideal fascinating. And then how we feel it applies to each of us becomes more individual. The tagline for our show today has to do with science, where science meets style. And it's so important to look beyond the walls of our own industry for information and for bringing together ways of thinking. The walls of our own industry are often covered in mirrors. And second, we get all, you know, protective of our beliefs and the authority figures. And people from different ways of thinking make better decisions together. Like, you wouldn't want only one kind of doctor, like say a radiologist, on your health team. Science is handy for separating what's real from what's assumed, but I mean, it could be psychology, could be corporate. People from outside an industry might say, have you ever tried it that way? Insider might answer, well, like, that's how we've always done things. And the new guy says, so? they're not committed.
Yes, exactly. I think it's refreshing to see things from different standpoints. So, back to you, Florentina. We have a guest here, remember, Christine? So yes. Could you, Florentina, tell us about your kind of style analysis?
Of course. Style analysis is a way of determining what shapes and styles work best for you. There have been many ideas on how to do that, and my way is using yin and yang. When I was a biology student, I worked with shapes of animals, and the scientific tools that we use to describe them, I applied those to clothing and accessories. Now I help women who love style but hate fashion to create a harmonious wardrobe so that they can align their inner beauty and express who they really are.
Well, it really reminds me too, the system of our color analysis system, to begin with the simplest building blocks and then build up the color picture from there. It's like thinking from first principles, and it unlocks a visual beauty that everybody understands. And it's funny, you know, because it sounds contradictory to beauty to have this sciencey approach, whether it's color analysis or line analysis, when it's surprisingly in the most agreement. And then both the analyst and the client, it helps them with changing something that we think has been working, but it's a hard change to make in ourselves.
So let's talk about yin and yang, because I know this will come in quite heavily later in the podcast. What is yin and yang, actually? Traditionally, the forces of yin and yang are illustrated as the black and white symbol of Taoism. But what the does that have to do with personal style? Let's hear a bit about that.
Yin and yang, I use that as a framework to describe lines and shapes. Yin is curved and yang is straight. So with yin, you make smaller shapes and yang builds larger ones. You can use that to describe human body types.
So give us a couple of examples, please.
Sure. Compare a very tall person with who has a lot of yang, so straight lines and long legs. Compare that with someone who is shorter and more curvy, which would have yin. That's a very broad distinction. You can go much more specific. Compare, for example, the three of us. We are all small. We have the same primary yin-yang influence. The smallness is what stands out first about us. But after that, we are small in different ways. There are other forces at work. I am, for example, I'm delicately curvy. Joran is a little bit more squared and has more strength in the bone structure. Christine, on the other hand, is subtly taller, has longer, straighter limbs. All of us have different so-called secondary influences.
So those primary and secondary influences, they're kind of like forces that shape the way we look, yes?
Exactly. And by combining 1, 2, 3 influences, you can have a real 3D human being and accurately match them with the right clothing design. I'm still amazed at how powerful the system is to predict what will work for a person.
Yeah, the formula certainly works. And there are so many options of clothing shapes and styles that everybody will find something they like and they enjoy wearing.
I had a client a while ago. She had no less than 3 different analyses before, and all 3 of them came back with a different result that was so confusing to her. She said, I can wear those clothes, but only if I stand still. When I move, they look weird. Aline was able to explain her body type, and it could also explain how she could have gotten three different results before. So each of those three analysts picked up on a different aspect of her, all of which were partly true. There was no room for her particular body shape. There was no category for it. She turned out to be a transcendent, one of the 16 types in Aline.
Many clients and student color analysts, ask me about style analysis. One comment that I hear over and over is a feeling that their head doesn't match their body, or that the upper and lower halves of their body don't seem to go together. And then I started looking at faces and bodies and realized, I think this is everybody to some degree. How do you approach that, Florentina?
My clients ask me those questions too. They think, if my face or body or whatever don't seem to match, then which do you choose? Which is more important? Well, neither. If you are wearing clothes for your body type, your face and body will automatically unite. It's a matter of finding the right shapes to bring out the harmony.
So this is a whole new scientifically based system that seems to have a huge potential for individual style and to explain each body. And I can tell our listeners that I've recently had the pleasure of being a client of Florentina, and I experienced the style analysis firsthand. And the result of the style analysis is extremely practical. You're left with a perfect map to clothing and style and shape. The perfect shopping guide. And for assessing your existing wardrobe also, which is what I've been doing since the style analysis. And Florentina, if I understand you correctly, you're in the process of updating the style analysis process to be in modules of clothes, accessories, hair, makeup. And I kind of like that, because speaking for myself, it's a lot to take in, and breaking it up into modules will give the client a chance to absorb the knowledge between sessions. And the question we all ask is, how can you fix my wardrobe? Tell me that, which is what this system does.
I think one of the brilliances of this system is that it acknowledges that no person can be recognized by their primary influence alone. As we said earlier, Aline, it describes a whole human, and then it goes on to find you actual clothes. I want to know what to buy in stores, and I want to have good stuff in my closet and in my drawers. Your Pinterest boards for the 16 types, they are simply gorgeous. And we'll link them in the show notes, of course. But the panels, the pictures the client receives in person, those are about recognizing the basic shapes, the clothes we wear in our lives. And to be clear, you work with clients online, correct?
Yes, that's correct. In the analysis, that involves sending me four pictures of yourselves and identify from that the primary, secondary, and tertiary influence. And from there, we do work with online Zoom sessions. Those three influences give you then a depth of understanding of your body, which leads to a level of power and control over your self-image, because that's my goal for my clients.
Well, me, I'm just a regular woman wanting to look my best. And you've said that most any style can be adapted for any body type. Can you give an example of that?
Yes, any style can be found in any body type. What matters far more is where the waistband sits and what fabric you're using, how wide the waistband is, where the hem sits, how wide the hems are, the size of a button, zipper, seams, pocket, stitching, piping, pattern, texture, silhouette, all of that. This is the information a woman wants when she's choosing what to buy or not buy. The examples I supply are as timeless as I could make them. I generally avoid trends and fads.
It is really difficult, isn't it, to give truly timeless examples of clothing, because all clothes are manufactured at some point in history.
Correct, because from decade to decade, fashion progresses through different silhouettes, and for that, I'll just have to adjust the images one day. However, it's not about this or that trend, it's about the design principles. And these design principles will pop up in all your best styles, whatever decade they are from. All you need to do is reinterpret them as time progresses.
That is very true. I know my keywords, I know my important design elements, the good and the bad, and I apply them to whatever I'm considering. It's the same principles whether you're buying clothing or jewelry or your hairstyle. Your hairstyle might change with age, but your body type doesn't. So you know how to adapt and not look frozen in some time in the past, because that's right, folks. You get hairstyle recommendations too for various lengths and textures of hair.
And after you understand your design principles, you can have all the variety in the world. Our line types all receive basic, classic, casual, formal, romantic, androgynous, and athletic recommendations, plus occasional boho, rock, goth, and vintage styles. If your style is even more specific, like if your style is California chic or dark academia or cottagecore, well, you can do that too. The examples I provide are just to give you a basic understanding of design and how it relates to you. Once you have a feeling for that, everyone is welcome and indeed encouraged to use their imagination and try out anything they like.
Yes, to use our personality to interpret our own version.
It's really awesome because it awakens our imagination. But the pictures that you receive, I open that beside my shopping window. And if I can move the item at the store into my panels, my aligned pictures, I know I'm good to go, because we can be such rule followers when it comes to appearance. And then we lose our lighthearted personal artistry. And when we do incorporate ourselves in what we buy, we get so much power back into our hands instead of falling victim to whatever the crazy beauty ideal of our time is. We spoke with Anna Lazarska recently, whose approach is to identify color and style and then coach the clients through a series of 10 sessions to discover their best interpretation. Well, I loved that. Align offers a wealth of detail to understand our body type and the why of the system, and then subdivides each clothing and accessory by category. So you get a detailed map, what Joran said. I think Align, it also gives us back the courage to try by knowing what to try. You put it on, eh? And wow, neither you nor the clothing looks like it's trying to be something. So now you're out shopping, looking for the next thing. Florentina, could you tell us about how the client receives the material, which I think we talked about is changing in 2021. They send you the pictures.
Yes, Joran mentioned this as well, and I haven't answered the question yet. After I receive the pictures, I identify your body type among the 16. After that, we'll have 4 sessions where we reveal the type and learn the characteristics of your type, as well as general design principles, clothing, and accessories. And the final week will cover styling, hair, and makeup. The client receives a guidebook for their type, as well as plenty of images of clothing, accessories, and hairstyling. Align is really good for clients who love a lot of information and are looking for a deep gut feeling understanding of their body and how it is beautiful. It's not a style coaching service, and my intention is to provide you with a deep sense of how design works and how it applies to you. We really go quite far into that. You'll see yourself in a whole new light.
And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah, you really have this entire and complete set of criteria for making decisions about whatever it is you're thinking of buying. And I know how to pick and choose and compromise, because perfect clothing is rare. I really encourage you all to look at the Pinterest boards for the beauty there and how much can be learned, because, you know, we can look at stylized and idealized images and write them off as, well, I could never afford that, or I could never find this. There's nothing here for me. And it's important to pause and look for the commonality. Like, as one example, I'm a transcendent type. So I looked at all the pictures and I saw fan shapes kept repeating. So now I look for them. Doesn't matter, skirts, hair, mascara. The other thing I saw over and over was straight, even stiff, narrow pieces. So that's really helpful picture to keep in my mind. I've been amazed all over again with the Align Makeup Masterclasses, which you recently introduced as a blog post series in Chrysalis Color. This is a 6-part series after the announcement post.
Yes, it's a fresh perspective on how makeup works for your face. It's actually part of Align itself, the actual information that my clients would receive. Because the fourth week of Align is about hairstyling and makeup. So the blog gives you a taste of what it's like to work with me. The blog posts focus on particular on your primary dimension to learn how to emphasize the eyes. Everyone wants to emphasize their eyes, but not everybody would use the same makeup products or techniques to do that. The body type relates to light and shape in different ways. Some respond well to large scale effects, others to fine detail. That works for clothing, but the same goes for makeup. And of course, ideal makeup includes your secondary and tertiary as well, which is what I do with my clients. But for these introductory posts, we're using the primary to give you a place to start.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to those. As we record this episode, the series isn't complete yet, but I like that it's broken up into a series of blog posts. And we'll be sure to add links to all that, along with links to Florentina's Pinterest boards in the show notes.
I recently posted a favorite products, beauty products of 2020 video, where I talk about how this masterclass helped me find a great mascara. And that was actually only the introductory post. We haven't gotten to my class yet at the time that we're recording this. So knowing my primary dimension is horizontal yin, Florentina, you describe a statement of detail is how this body type emphasizes the eyes. And I think all three of us believe in eye emphasis, all about how light and shape interact in our world, whatever structure the light reaches, including a body. I'm such a believer in working with how the world already is. It's like so much easier than when you're not trying to reinvent it or pushing against it. Do readers need to know their primary dimension, though?
Primary is not always obvious, but some people are able to guess it. This is why I provide basic guidelines about how to recognize that.
Well, mine wasn't. I was typed previously as a Yang Gammon, and I kind of knew that I was short and square, but I got so much more insight. In your Align system, I'm a dynamic.
Yeah, my type was surprising as well, but entirely correct and really well explained. You really can position yourself inside of all of this.
Yeah, so in the blog post series for the Makeup Masterclass, the first post focuses on foundation for the body types that have vertical yang. Of course, there's more to makeup than just foundation. So in each of the six makeup classes, we look at makeup products from the perspective of the four major dimensions, which are horizontal yin, horizontal yang, vertical yin, and vertical yang. For your ideal makeup look, to have all products guidelines for your type, that would be for clients only. So clients will receive a workbook that's specific to their type, including face charts that show where to apply each makeup product to help you build your signature makeup look.
Man, I would stick that on my mirror. That would make makeup so much easier if you knew exactly where to put it. You know, one of the most satisfying things, steps forward in life, is just finding meaning for ourselves. Who are we in all of this, you know, explaining us to ourselves? And Align does such a good job of that. So for clients and for people who read the blog post, you get to feel what it's like to know that your style is right for you.
Oh, well, on that note, we'll end, I think. Thank you so much to our listeners for being with us today. And thank you to Florentina for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful to be here. If people have questions or want to know more, they can reach me via comment on this post and also via email at florentina@callastudio.nl. That will be also in the show notes. And hopefully my website will be up soon, where a new one is in the works.
We have enjoyed this first episode of 2021. For our listeners, we'll have a new publishing schedule this year, publishing once a month on the fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for being with us today. Bye-bye.